Glen Ralston Wildcats finished up last year 5-17 overall, going 4-12 in an extremely difficult Rolling Valley Conference. Joining us to take a look at the upcoming season is head coach Ashley Kaler. And coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here today. And it's great to have the season right around the corner.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy already, really. I mean, I'm excited to get rolling. You know, week one's almost done, so that's exciting, and we're getting after it, and so it's fun. I'm ready to roll.
Sounds like you've got some good numbers this year.
Yeah, we have 11 out, so, you know, that's, you know, we kind of have been floating around the 10 to 12 mark or whatever, but we have a solid 11 out, so that's nice to see, and we also have, you know, some stronger numbers out in the middle school level, so hopefully that will come up, and we'll hopefully have a little bit more than that.
What'd you guys focus on this summer then, when you could spend a little time with them?
Well, just getting a ball in their hand. We have some girls that, you know, haven't played basketball in a couple years or a year, and now they're out, and just getting that flow of, you know, back, this is what basketball is, you know, it's a little different than the other sports, and just working out the kinks of that way and getting a ball in their hand and work on the fundamentals, get back to basics.
Do you feel like it was a good summer for that then?
Yeah, I do. I think we had a good turnout. We had, you know, girls really put in the time. You know, it's hard sometimes. You don't know how a summer is going to go with other sports, and, you know, everyone, they're pulled, you know, 10 different ways. And it's also summer too. They need to be kids too, kind of thing. But we had a great turnout and they did well. So it was good to see.
What's the first week or so of practice been like so far?
Great. The girls have been really coachable. Their attitudes have been good. I really feel like they're a positive group of girls. They're real united. They feel like they were real strong together. For only having 11 of them, I feel like, you know, from top to bottom, they get along really well. And it's just nice to see. Coachable girls are always the fun part, so that's good.
That's certainly probably one of the benefits coming into the year, Coach. You mentioned this is a young team, probably some inexperience, but where do you feel this team can maybe be playing well early in the year? What will maybe some of the early strengths be?
You know, I think, you know, bringing back, you know, a couple, you know, our second leading scorer and our third leading scorer with Cassidy and Allie, that helps, you know, just having those two girls. Cassidy's been around forever, I feel like, you know, I mean, and she's only a junior. So having her on the team and having her leadership ability has been great for us. And just, you know, they're coachable, you know, they're willing to learn. They're willing to, you know, if they make a mistake, they fix it. So, I mean, I think those are our strong suits, just coming out and fixing those mistakes right away and learning from our mistakes too. So that's nice to see from them. And they're willing to learn. So that's even better.
Coach, is this group going to have much height to it, or is this going to be more of a guard orientated team this season?
More guard-oriented season. We're not real big, you know, but Cassidy comes back as our leading rebounder, so that's good to see. Probably more quicker than a team that I've had in the past. You know, every girl that comes in off the bench, too, is a little quicker. They're not real tall. So that's going to be a little bit of a struggle. I see rebounding maybe being a little struggle for us, but our speed will hopefully help with, you know, anything like that. To make up for our rebounding. But, you know, we do have, even if we aren't that tall, we do have a couple girls that are willing to rebound. So that's nice to see, to get in there and get some boards. So, yeah, we'll work with the guards and work with our speed.
Along with Cassidy, who you expected to be those players, then you just said you got some girls that don't mind getting in there and rebounding. Who will those girls be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have Allie Snyder coming back. You know, Cassie and Allie are two big ones that come back from last year, you know, both started for us last year and, you know, did great things for us. And we have a few, you know, honestly, with only 11 and pretty inexperienced, a lot of people will see the floor until we figure out, you know, who's going to step up and who's going to play for us. And I really see tons of us, honestly, and I think all 11 could play, you know. Olivia Squibb is a freshman that comes in from, you know, playing middle school ball last year to now as being a freshman in the high school ball. She's doing some really nice things. Should probably fill that more point guard role for us. Very similar as like maybe like a Tyla last year. Not probably doesn't shoot the three as well as Tyla did, but I don't know who does out there in the conference really. And Tyla shot the three ball pretty well. But Olivia does really well just taking charge for a freshman. And then we actually have a senior this year, Ashton Tegas. She has not played basketball at all at Glidden Ralston in a high school career. So she just stepped up this year and gone out, you know, and she had a bunch of success on the volleyball court. So it's nice to see her out, and she's doing some really nice things. And then we have Bree and Kate, who came in from last year and have some experience just as on our team wise. So they, you know, they really stepped up. They've been through the process of, you know, me as a coach for the last couple years or year. And so having them know our routine is nice too. And then we have a couple sophomores, which Madeline and Bella, they've played basketball as eighth graders. And then they, you know, they come back out this year as sophomores, and they've been doing some nice things. And then we have a few freshmen that kind of twinkle in a little bit and add a little bit of something. And that's basically it. You know, the 11 girls, you know, who knows? I can see our lineup changing from week to week, really, or game to game.
With that speed you have, Coach, are we going to see, especially with the lack of height, is this going to be a up-tempo team, or with the lack of experience, do you feel like you're not able to get them out running a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to say we're going to get out running right away. I just don't see that happening right away at the start. I see that happening more, I think, more towards a January goal for us, using our speed. But we have to figure out who's going to be those next, you know, four or five girl that, you know, six girl that are going to play for us. And then I really like to push the ball up the court for us. I think that's what we're going to go to. We're going to try as hard as we can to push the ball up the court. But again, I think it's going to be more as time goes on, we're going to get there. And so that's our hope, is just to get there by the time, you know, January comes and that second time around the conference, that we can get there and start pushing the ball a little bit more and using our speed to our advantage.
Chance to be aggressive and good defensively?
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things we really try to key on this year. You know, really keyed on hard this week is defensive stuff, and we'll continue to key in on that. Getting them in shape too, getting their legs underneath them, and, you know, working hard on the defensive end, mixing a lot of different things from zone to man up on people. That's a great thing about having these girls. They're aggressive. And they're willing to get some steals out there for us, and they work hard. So that's a great thing to have on defense.
Coach, the non-conference schedule seems to be nicely spread out throughout the year. You got Woodward, Granger, and Greene County in the early part of December, West Central Valley and Ogden there in January, and then River Valley late January as well. Do you like how the non-conference schedule sets up for you guys?
Yeah, for the most part, it's spread out pretty well. I think there is a couple weeks there where we go like probably six games in 2 weeks, which, you know, with our lack of experience, that might kind of catch up a little bit with us. But other than that, no, I like how we kind of play, you know, a couple 1 month and then the other month, and we sprinkle it in with all those conference games too. So it's nice to see. It's a good non-conference schedule to have. Some games that we can compete with some teams out there. And so they're nice to have those and just get, you know, see something different other than, you know, the Xyras and Cams and et cetera.
Based off of last year, you got West Harrison and Peyton Sherdan after a scrimmage with Southeast Valley to open up the season in early December. Chance to get off to a good start with this group before you start getting into what probably could be a meat grinder of a Rolling Valley Conference?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I like that we started with West Harrison, Peyton, you know, teams that fall, I think we'll be very comparable and competitive in those games. So, yeah, I like how we start those off, and then it's a grind throughout. So,
what do you think of the conference this year? Last year you had Cam, Coon Rapids, Baird, Woodbine, and Xyro, Akron, Kimbolton all in regional finals. Are those the four favorites, or can somebody else sneak into that mix?
I think those are the four favorites. I mean, they're pretty strong, well coached. I think, again, those are the four up at that top. I think, you know, and then it's kind of whoever lies in the next, you know. I mean, can someone sneak a win up, you know, get one of those people, or can they not get one of those people? Or and, you know, just fight for that battle of who's going to fall within the next couple spots there.
Well, Coach, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate all the time. I know Casey and I will be looking forward to catching up with you each and every week throughout the season, and looking forward to get out and seeing you and the girls play here soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff. We really appreciate your guys' coverage.
You bet. Head coach Ashley Kaler again with the Glen Ralston Wildcats. We're back with more of the girls' basketball preview show coming up here on KCIM.